A self-taught musician from Northeast Philly has just released her debut album, which she created as therapy to overcome her traumatic memories. WHYY's Peter Crimmins explains.
Nina Keith's first memory is of childhood games about the boy in the box. That was a real case from the 1950s. A dead boy was found inside a box in the woods in that neighborhood. It was one of the city's great cold cases. The boy was never identified, and the crime was never solved.
That was a thing that was spoken about with the same levity as, like, Santa Claus when I was a child. Oh, don't go into the woods at the end of the box. That's where the boy in the box is. But like, it didn't really mean anything at the time. It was just this, like, mysterious concept. Having that be the first memory I can find has something to do with where I am now as someone who does still feel the concept of death as magical.
Keith composes music to navigate her sometimes difficult emotional responses to the world at large. She grew up with Tourette's syndrome and has obsessive tendencies. She's prone to panic attacks. She dropped out of high school at 16. Recently, Keith underwent EMDR therapy. That uncouples emotions from traumatic memories. It's often used on patients with PTSD.
It was just like creating this sort of meditative space to go visit that memory. My therapist would ask, like, what level of pain I was at. And, like, maybe the first time it was, like, a 10. And then you just keep going back and just sitting with it until it starts to go down to, like, maybe a 3. Maybe it stays a 3 forever, but it's a lot better than having this thing that was a 10 causing you to have panic attacks all the time. The framework for the album comes from my experience with EMDR therapy. Once I lost my health insurance and stopped going there, I sort of started to think really hard about what memory networks are there that are sort of like dormant and like left unattended.
The name of her debut album is Maranasati 19111.
Maranasati is a word referring to meditating on the concept of death. And 19111 is the zip code that I grew up in.
Keith is not trying to be morbid, but rather is trying to train her brain to be more present in her life and in her emotions by reminding herself of impermanence. Everything is rootless and will eventually change. She's helped out by an app on her phone.
It is called We Croak. It just, like, at random intervals of the day, it will send an alert to your phone that says, don't forget you're going to die.
Why would you want that on your phone?
it's like, helps me navigate the world. Oh, maybe I don't need to, like, think about if that email I just sent was weird or something, because, like, it truly doesn't matter in the scope of things.
Keith has no formal music training. She learned to play largely in her bedroom with a keyboard and an old-fashioned analog synthesizer.
I'm someone who's just very obsessed with trying to create sounds, trying to create textures that I haven't heard before. In the same way that I don't have language to say the words I want to say, I'm looking for these, like, sounds to make a noise I haven't heard before, to, like, express something.
Nina Keith's Maranasati 19111 is available online. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.